Point at her right now as we make our confession of faith and say, woman of God, we bless you in the name of the Lord. And we receive the words that you will give to us tonight as words from the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Now give the Lord a hand for this servant of the Lord. Bless you, woman.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Giving honor to God.
Hallelujah.
Who's the supreme
yes,
being of my life.
Oh, yes.
Honor the pastor and sister pastor. Sister Angela Scott. Amen. I come to you tonight in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
And I come to you with a word from
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Amen. I was talking to the brother. He asked me, he said, what's your title? I started telling him, give me one. Because I am Cynthia. I am. But I am whoever God needs me to be at the time. Amen. Amen. And so tonight I'm going to come from Joshua chapter 1. And if you open your Bibles to that, I'm going to start reading, and I'm going to drop my purse at verse 9. Starting with verse 1, it says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the soles of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. But then thou shalt make thy way prosperous.
Amen.
And then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9 says, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise be unto the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If I chose a title for the text, you may be seated. It would be Commanded Victories.
All right.
Commanded Victories. And the title is such because when we look at the life of Joshua, I want to admonish you not to just look at the life of Joshua, but look at your life as well. Because sometimes in the body of Christ, when we read the Bible or when we read these scriptures, we don't think that the Lord is talking to us.
That's right.
We, for some reason, and you know, I can just be honest, because for a long time, I didn't think he was talking to me. But this is our personal word from the Lord.
Yes.
And if he said, I believe it.
That's it.
Amen. And so you receive it as a personal word unto you. And therefore, he told Joshua, he said, just like I was with Moses, so will I be with you.
Amen.
And therefore, if he said unto him, then let him say it unto us. Just as he was with Joshua, just as he was with Moses, so shall he be with you. So shall he be with Sister Scott. So shall he be with everybody that's here. And it becomes easier for us to stay in a battle. It becomes easier for us to be maintained in the battle when we know we got victory on the end. Now God says, he said, have I not commanded you? Okay, command. I'm a teacher, brother. Have I not charged you? Have I not given you orders? Have I not said this unto you? He said, have I not commanded thee to be strong and to be courageous? A lot of the times why we don't see manifested miracles in our lives today like we do in scripture and in times old is because I don't believe that we really believe the magnitude of what God has said and don't really believe what he has said unto us. Now, if he told us that whatever it is that it's ours and that he says that he is with us, then we ought to know that he is going to get us to it, going to get us through it, amen, until it manifests in our lives. And so application is one of the main things that we need to understand in the body of Christ. When your foundation is right, people will ask you sometimes, well, how you know the Lord gonna do that? Well, if you say, well, I just believe he gonna do that, well, that maybe not. I want to say maybe not. Did he say that he's going to do
it? Yeah.
Because if he said he's gonna do it, you can bank on it. Yeah. Now, it don't make no difference about the meantime, the middle time, because we know from scripture that the Bible says in Luke chapter 8 that the enemy comes for the word. Every time the word is sown in us, he comes to steal it. And so Pastor told us about fighting, and he told us about all the reasons to fight. It's a good reason to fight because fighting is worthwhile. And we don't fight unless there is something to be gained from it.
That's right.
We're supposed to get spoils after the victory.
Right.
Amen. We're supposed to get them. And therefore, we will get them. But what I want to say is make sure your foundation is right. Your foundation can't be because somebody told me or because I think it ought to be like that. And sometimes even with us saying, I think, we keep it in our head. Well, sister, how are you today? I'm doing all right. Are you healed? Yeah, I know the Lord gonna heal me. And so I ask the question and I ask it real earnestly. What has he said unto you? And then I say this, what have you said unto you? Because the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the high priest of our profession of faith. And therefore, it goes like this. If God tells me, and he has told me, hallelujah, that I am victorious in all things in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
It don't make no difference what circumstances say because circumstances have a voice. You understand? It don't make no difference what Sister Mary says. Sister Mary has a voice. It makes every bit of difference what God says.
Yes.
And if God said it, then that means that he has equipped me, number one. He's going to sustain me, number two. And he's going to get me to it, number three. Now, because I know the enemy is coming, you know, that's not a bad confession. That's just you need to know that. And so since you know that, you need to be ready. And I don't mean getting ready. I mean be ready.
Right.
Be ready. Because the weapons of our warfare, the Bible tells us, they are not carnal. They are not sticks and stones and bullets and all of that kind of stuff. That's not what we're fighting. We are fighting a spiritual warfare. And because it's a spiritual warfare, we have to fight it spiritually. And knowing how to fight it spiritually, we need spiritual weapons. And do we have them? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Prayer, number one. Nothing leaves heaven until prayer leaves earth. if you never petition the throne of God for anything, don't look for anything. Because you have to say something. We live in a kingdom that is designed, that is made, that's orchestrated by words. And because it is such, now if you don't believe it, go to Genesis. Just follow it. If you don't believe it, go there. And because it is, when circumstances say something to you, my question is, what are you saying to circumstances? If thoughts come into your head saying what you're not, what you can't do, and everything, the only thing that's higher than a thought is a word. Give it a word. Give it a word. And it's not just a word that we just pick up or just orchestrate it. God done gave it to us. He already done gave it to us. He has given it to us. And he gives us words like, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Okay, the weapon was formed. It came, but hear me, it won't prosper. It won't prosper. And because my foundation has to be sound, this is what I do. In my prayer time, I ask God, I say, okay, how are we going to fight this one? What we going to do? What we going to do here? Because I want to tell you something. He has something to say. He has a directive to give because he is the chief commander in chief. He will give the order. And whatever he tells you, do it. Whatever he tells you, do it. Don't change it. He told him, don't go to the left, don't go to the right. You stay right there. And you don't change it. You stand your ground. If sickness comes, I would love to get testimony right here, but I won't. But if sickness comes, stand your ground. God gave me a word. He said, I sent my word, and I healed you. Yeah, yeah. And I delivered you from all of your distresses. That was a personal word to me. Now, battles take place in our thought life and everything because when we think certain things after those thoughts are formed, we hope it don't come out of our mouth. But a lot of times it comes out of our mouth. But don't let come out your mouth what the circumstance and the situation is saying. Let come out of your mouth what God has said. And if all you can remember is no weapon formed against me shall prosper, say it. Say it. Meditate it. Get up in the morning and say it. Noontime, say it. Evening time, say it. Nighttime, say it. Don't get off of it. It don't make no difference. You may feel like you're getting sicker and sicker. It's not about how it feels. It's about what he said. And if we will stand firm on what he said, then we will see his manifested glory. Because God does not intend for us, when trials come, for them to be tombstones for us. They're supposed to be stepping stones. We're supposed to get higher and higher, higher and higher. Because I can promise you this, just like he told Joshua, he said, I won't fail you. We know there's no failure in God. He said, I won't fail you. I ain't going to let you fall. I ain't going to let you fail. And I promise you, when it looked like you failed, you remember Peter when he was going down? The Bible didn't say that he went down. He said he began to sink. And Jesus caught him. You understand? And if whatever it is you begin to sing, just reach for him. Call to him. He will catch you. He won't let you fail. He promised that. He says, I will be with you. I'll be with you. You know, and if he with me, you know, I can say what I want to say. Amen. I said, Lord, I need your help right here. What to do? It's just that plain. It ain't nothing big about it. What you want me to do right here? Do I go left? Do I go right? And I'll say this, and if he don't say anything, don't you do anything.
That's right.
Don't do anything, because he will say something. He promises that he will lead us and guide us, and he will. And so we follow his lead, we get his word, we follow his lead, because if we're following anybody other than the Holy Ghost, I want to ask you, who is that? But I'm just saying that, who is it? Because he leads us, and he guides us. Another one of the weapons that we see that the children of Israel had and that they used, because they were not mighty in battle. They didn't have weapons like the other folks did. The Hittites is the land that God had given them. And they were a fierce, warring group of people. And when you got people like that, and here you are, they just innocent and just coming along, you know, and got somewhere. And all of a sudden, ain't never had to fight before. But now you got to fight. But the good part about it is God says, I'm going to fight for you. We think sometimes that we got to do something great and mighty and everything to do. Pray. If God give you a song, sing. If he tell you to jump, jump, baby. If he said clap, clap. All of those are weapons of war. If he says fast, fast. I know we don't want to do it. But if he said fast, fast. Because he said some of these things only come out by prayer and fasting. So whatever he tells us. And I pray, it ain't nothing huge that we can't do. It's stuff that we can do. Just find out what it is. I can remember a time God said something when something was going on with me and he told me, drink more water. Well, y'all don't really know me. I said, drink more water. You know, I'm going to be obedient. I said, okay, but I can talk. You understand? Yeah. Because he's personable and we can talk. And I said, drink more water. That was the answer to my dilemma, was just to drink more water. It wasn't to go to the doctor. It wasn't to try to find, anything out of the herb store or anything. It was just to drink more water. And so whatever he tells you to do, do it. I promise you, you can. You can. And if you find it hard, the Holy Ghost helps you. He is our helper. He will help us. He will help us. And so I say this as I go to my seat. When trials come, circumstances come, tests come, and everything comes, don't fret. Don't be afraid. I promise you, God is working something behind the scenes. There is something, a reward that lays out before you that he intends for you to get. And so if you stand fast and you let him help you, let him help you, and you don't give up, you don't give up, you don't give out, you don't throw up your hands, you stand and you watch him bring you through it. And I'll tell you what that does for you. It gives you a greater appreciation for who your Father is. It gives you a greater love for him. You know, we said, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Nobody can. Nobody can. It pulls you closer and closer and closer to him. And you develop a personable relationship. And when you open your lips and say, Lord, I love you. Sure. I love you. I love you. It's not just vain words. I love you, because I'm telling you, he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. And he never fails us. He's always. How many ways? Always. He's always with us. And he's always with us to win. Always. So I say to you, win these battles. Win them, they come. Pastor told us last Sunday, I think it was, he said, don't think you won't get hit. But be like the, what is it, ever ready bunny? Take a licking, baby, and keep on ticking. I'm telling you, we had an old thing, I don't know what you call it, a bozo clown, those kind of things. You could punch it, it'd been way over, but it come back. Punch it again, and been way over. But if you hit it hard enough for it to hit the ground, when it came back up, if you were standing in the way, it would almost knock you down. I say this to say that. There is power to be gained. It is. If you take the hit, baby. But you just wait. When you come up with power. Hallelujah. You come up with power. I'm telling you, power with God. Power with man. And I promise you, you will lose less battles. You'll lose less battles. You'll lose less. Amen. Because that's the kind of God we serve. He's the commander in chief. And he's the lover of our souls. Hallelujah. I hope I didn't go over my time. Father, we bless you and thank you. For you are the God of our salvation, Father. You are the mighty one in our midst, dear God. You cause us to triumph in victory in every situation, dear God. We thank you that you give us the words to fight with, dear God. We thank you that you cause us to meditate on the word day and night. And Lord, you have told us, we will make our way prosperous and have good success. But it's only because of you. And we just love you and we bless you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.